Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, sejak Oktober tahun lalu telah terjadi lonjakan insiden Islamofobia di Australia. Abu Chawis dan Nadia Said berbagi cerita mereka dengan SBS Examines. Peringatan, beberapa pendengar mungkin akan merasa terganggu.
Okay. Support this terrorist.
Hey, guys, get out! Get out!
Stay guys, it's fine.
You dirty
guys, everyone leave. Go leave right now. Everyone leave.
So we kind of just continued walking into the lift. Then he started with, you know, you support those Muslim terrorists. C word. He pushed me, and then that's when the physical altercation started.
Pada awal Juli tahun ini, Abu Chawis dan kelompok kecil temannya melakukan perjalanan ke Adelaide dari Sydney. Mereka menghadiri unjuk rasa pro Palestina dan berunjuk rasa di luar kantor Menteri Luar Negeri Penny Wong.
We were just meeting community members there, chatting. We had dinner together, and then we wrapped up at midnight. And walked back to the hotel that we were staying at.
Di lobi, seorang pria sedang menunggu lift.
The elevator doors opened, the man walked in, and we started to walk in after him. The six of us were wearing a keffiyeh, which is the Palestinian scarf.
Abud menuduh pria tersebut mulai melecehkan kelompok mereka secara verbal dan mengatakan insiden itu berubah menjadi kekerasan.
Everyone out.
Kill everybody.
The man punched one of my female friends 3 times in the face. He pulled on one of my friend's keffiyehs. He choked her in that process. It was very chaotic, as you can imagine. It's a very small lift.
Dan ketika polisi tiba, pria tersebut ditangkap dan didakwa, dan dia diperkirakan akan diadili akhir tahun ini.
Yeah, understandably, we're all emotionally and just shaken up by it. You know, some people in the group were scared afterwards to kind of walk out on the streets of Adelaide. They were concerned about, you know, being out and about on their own, especially if they were going to be wearing keffiyeh. I guess people were affected in different ways and people needed to take time and space just to, I guess, digest what had happened because it was so shocking.
Pengalaman seperti yang dialami Abud bukanlah hal yang tidak biasa, menurut Direktur Eksekutif Islamophobia Register Australia, Dr. Nora Ahmad.
Islamophobia is rooted in racism, and it's a type of racism that targets expressions of Muslimness or perceived Muslimness.
Ia mengatakan insiden Islamofobia di Australia telah meningkat drastis sejak Oktober tahun lalu ketika militan Hamas menyerang Israel.
We had an increase of 1300%. So there's just been that substantial jump.
Dr. Ahmad mengatakan insiden Islamofobia menjadi lebih personal dan mengkhawatirkan.
It's not just a general critique of the Muslim community, but it can get quite personal. There's obviously a lot of online hate as well. And then we're also seeing an intersection really of Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate as well.
Tahun lalu, Islamophobia Register menerima 749 laporan insiden. Namun Dr. Ahmad mengatakan masih banyak lagi yang tidak dilaporkan.
And when asked why they haven't reported it, the answers usually are that what difference does it make? Or they, somebody has reported even to the police and nothing could be done about it. Or sometimes it's even the acceptance of what it means to be Muslim here in Australia. There are unfortunately, some Muslims who believe that this is part and parcel of what it means to be a Muslim here, to cop it, to deal with the hate.
Dr. Ahmad mengatakan dia ingin setiap orang merasa aman untuk mengekspresikan keyakinannya.
We want you to know that it is your right to report it, that this is not acceptable here in Australia, that you don't have to live with this and that you don't have to accept this behavior.
Nadia Said ingat saat pertama kali dia memberikan laporan ke Islamophobia Register.
Shocked worshippers at Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch described an armed man dressed in a military-style camouflage outfit who opened fire with his automatic rifle.
Beberapa hari setelah serangan teroris di Christchurch, di mana 51 orang ditembak mati di masjid, Nadia mengalami shock di restoran lokalnya di Brisbane.
Now this man pretty much came out of nowhere, came right up to me and said, "You should have been killed too. You all deserve what you got. I wish more of you had died. I wish you had died. I wish you had been shot." And then proceeded to use some quite colorful language.
Di usianya yang baru 21 tahun, Nadia merasa gemetar dan sejak saat itu, ia memutuskan untuk melaporkan setiap pengalaman Islamofobianya, tidak peduli seberapa besar atau kecil masalahnya.
We need to have evidence of what is going on. Without the evidence, without the reports, we can't prove the statistics. We can't report the numbers to government to show that there is a problem. There is a spike in certain time frames or after certain events.
Pada hari referendum Australia tahun lalu dan seminggu setelah 7 Oktober, Nadia memutuskan untuk bekerja di pusat pemungutan suara.
In the back of my mind, I already had a feeling that something would go down or someone would say something, because unfortunately that's the way that a lot of us, as I would say Muslim women in particular, that, you know, are wearing the hijab, have to feel and have to think. We have to cop it from society.
Nadia mengatakan dia sedang bekerja di pintu tempat pemungutan suara ketika seorang pria berjalan mendekatinya dan bertanya apakah dia seorang Muslim.
And I remember I just kind of just looked at him and I was like, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "Yeah, you like killing people. That's, you know, you're on the side of the Palestinians. You like being part of terrorist organizations, and using, yeah, quite interesting rhetoric towards me." And I remember just walking away and ending up in tears because I felt so uncomfortable.
Nadia mengatakan dia terkejut karena di tempat umum seperti itu tidak ada seorang pun yang menyapa atau membelanya. Dan menurut Islamophobia Register, ada penurunan besar dalam laporan orang yang melihat kejadian itu.
If it's safe enough to do so, please try and step in or just tell the perpetrator to just move on, or check in with the victim and check in with the person and say, "Hey, you okay?" Something as simple as that can honestly make the biggest difference. And then be able to report it, that would be incredible.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Olivia DiLorio dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.